When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi guys, this is Shannon in South Carolina. I don't know if this will get put on the show or whatever, but I just needed to talk to somebody about it, and this seemed like the best place to do it. I don't know if this is a paranormal story, really, and it's kind of a different one, but I'll tell you anyway. My family is a dog family. We love our dogs. If anybody out there knows what I'm talking about, you'll understand the story. Me and my sister are both. My sister's 29, I'm 31, and you know, neither of us have children yet. So our pets, our dogs, are like our children, basically. So just prefacing this with that, this past weekend, my sister had to put her dog down. She had a corgi. She and her husband had it for probably about 5 years. His name was Thunder Horse, and we loved him very much, and he was part of the family. And it was very sudden because what happened was he had a herniated disc in his back, and last week they noticed that he was having some trouble being touched. He didn't like to be touched, and so they took him to the vet, and they thought he had probably just sprained something in his back, like pulled a muscle or something. And so they gave him some pain pills, but it just kept getting worse and worse, and they took him to the emergency vet early in the morning this morning, and they were told that the surgery he would have to have done with the herniated disc and the amount of nerve damage that he had already, there was only about a 5-10% rate of survival. So they chose to just go ahead and have him put down, and that was a very, very tough decision for them. Immediately when I heard that, I was, you know, she was texting me throughout the whole thing. She was telling me how he was doing. She told me he had to have surgery. And she told me later on this morning when they had to put him down. And immediately I thought of I thought of my dogs, and I thought of my my little dog, Toady, and how sad I would be if I had to put him down. But there's a reason why I already knew how she felt, and it was this. This is the weird part. Friday night, a couple of nights ago this weekend, I had a weird dream, and it was just, it was remarkable, and you know, in the emotion that I had in the dream, that I even told my husband about it the next day, and I don't tell him like all my dreams that I have. But what happened in the dream was this: my little dog Toady, like, bear with me because this is like dream logic and dream storyline here. He, my little dog was playing with some other like ghost dogs. This was, you know, ghost dogs in the dream. I don't really know. They were just like kind of like see-through dogs. And he was playing with them, and we were in this really old house, and they tricked him, and he fell through the top floor, which we were on, of this house. And he fell through to the very bottom floor, and it was a long drop. And I looked down from the top floor into the, you know, through the hole, a really old floor, and I saw him lying on that floor, and I got down to him as soon as I could in the dream to see how he was, and he wasn't moving, and he was injured, and I picked him up, and he had a big gash in his back, and in his guts were kind of coming out of it. You know, it was really sad. He wasn't moving. So in the dream, I just, I for whatever reason, I put him in a box. And for some reason, I put him on ice. I don't know why I did that, but I put him in, this box, and I took him to the emergency vet. And like, in the dream, I just handed him to the emergency veterinarian, or, you know, whoever is there, receptionist, I don't know. And I didn't know if he was gonna be okay. And I ended the dream. I woke up kind of like not knowing if he was gonna survive. And this was before I knew that my sister's dog was having back problems. The very next day, she told me he had, like, you know, some, you know, they went to the vet, and her dog had back troubles, and they thought that maybe it was just a, you know, like a pulled muscle, but I didn't really think of it, I didn't think anything of it, and I didn't think of this dream that I had had, two nights before they had to actually put him down, until this morning, when she told me that that's what they had to do, and, then I called her later this afternoon after I got off of work to just see how she was doing, and, you know, because she was sad and I was sad for her. And she told me everything that happened. And she said that one of the odd things that she said was that she put him in this box to take him, which was weird, because normally she would have put him in a pet carrier, you know, anyone would have, but because he wasn't himself, he actually bit her on the hand because he was in such pain. They put him in a box with a blanket. They didn't put him on ice. That just came from nowhere, I guess. They took him to the emergency vet, and so I don't know. So there it is. It's just a weird dream that happens to match very similarly to something that actually happened. If you switch out my dog with her dog, it's just eerily similar events and similar structure of things, and I don't really know what to make of it. I don't really, there's nothing useful about it, I guess, because it's not like some kind of like thing where I could tell her to watch out or, you know, be careful. It's just like this dream that I had that, I guess if nothing else, it kind of let me know in the moment, it because it was my dog, it let me know exactly the kind of pain she was feeling. So I guess in that way, it let me have that extreme level of empathy for her. At any rate, I told her the dream, and, you know, I told her, and she was glad I told her, and I just wanted to know what you guys thought of it. I know it sounds silly, like, you know, you wouldn't, I guess, think that you would mourn that much over your dog, but, you know, if you have a dog, you know how it is. And, anyways, just tell me what you guys think, and I hope you're doing well. Bye-bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.